little man, my goodness, he's really getting on my nerves.
Hello and welcome back to Not My Bag. I'm Joe.
And I'm Lisa.
And today, I feel like Maya Jammer, because we have a Love Island All-Stars reunion. It's Anton and Hannah.
Yay!
Oh, guys, I've waited so long for this.
We have waited so long,
honestly,
babe.
So excited. How are you both?
Yeah, it's just a question. We've seen each other as well since.
Since
this coming
is our
out of the
reunion?
Villa.
No way.
My husband, my best friend in the villa, and he's just rigged off to Scotland.
No, and you left the villa early. That was not my
that
fault.
That was my fault.
Babe, not in camera. Come on, we'll do this after.
We'll
have our argument after.
You haven't seen each other.
Oh, no, I'm so absolutely gutted you went. Didn't feel like you had a fair hearing.
No, I don't feel like they put my one in there.
No.
It was so frustrating, when I was actually there and the arguments against you, I was just like, this is so silly.
Yeah.
So silly.
They should have got someone like your type in there, do you know what I mean?
Didn't.
Yeah.
They actually didn't. And they kept saying to me, wait till you see who's coming in and all that. And I was like,
and then it's Casey.
I'm waiting. Casey came the day I went.
No, I love Casey. I'm just saying. He's do you know what I mean?
Would you have had a fling with Casey?
I mean, look, Casey's gorge. Actually, yeah, he's gorge. And, I don't know. I just feel like he's a bit young.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Got straight into it, haven't we?
I don't know.
No comment.
What have you guys been up to since the villa?
Oh, it's just been a bit mad, hasn't it?
Yeah, it takes a lot of time to get back to normal life, just into the swing of things. You're travelling all the time.
I don't feel like I'm back to normal life because I did it. Obviously, I did season one.
Yeah.
It's so different now. It's like a madness. I've just been here, there, and everywhere.
Was it very different doing 10 years later?
Oh, babe, completely different.
Was
because
it?
Obviously, when I did it, there weren't as many rules. So this time, there were so many rules.
So funny.
I had a ball, but do you feel like I moaned quite a bit? Because I felt I was in like a nice jail. I was getting told what
it's
to do.
It's a posh prison. It's definitely a posh prison. You're told when you can go to the toilet.
When you can go asleep.
Yeah.
When you can drink.
When you can eat.
You're not allowed to drink very much, are you?
No.
Two glasses of wine, good.
What
did you say every time? I'm 33 years old and
I'm a fully grown woman. Surely I can have a bevy when I want one.
I'm a mum. Do you know what I mean?
Give me a bottle of red.
Yeah.
Them little
tiny little
flutes.
Yeah, champagne flutes.
That's not even one drink.
No.
And you'd wait all day can't wait for the bevy,
Yeah. I don't know about you, but when I'm getting ready to go out, I'm having a little glass.
Yeah.
So you can't even do that.
No. You can't do any of that.
And with the bedtimes, because apparently with the recouplings, they take all night, don't they?
Yeah. They can do. I mean, the night Casey and Joanna came in, that was the day we had the party.
That was the day I got.
Then there was a storm in between. So then we had to wait until the rain went off.
Yeah.
So there
was raining.
And then by the time you went, did you leave that night?
Yeah, about 4 a.m. I think.
Yeah, you left. What? And then we were thinking the night's done. The sun's
done. 4 a.m.
No, because there's no time.
No, that.
And then they came in. And then by the time they came in, everyone was just really?
Really?
They got the worst reception ever. I didn't feel bad for them.
But
we were just so done. We had the pool party all day.
Yeah.
Then there was a storm. Then you left and then they came in. It was just, and the sun was coming up by the time we went to bed that day.
Yeah.
That
was mad.
And you've got to wait for everyone to be beach-hosted, haven't you? So you can't just go and get in the bed.
No, are you joking?
No, you can't just go asleep.
Oh, I couldn't do that.
But Mr. over here, because obviously we were in the bed together, babe. Oh. He doesn't sleep.
Yeah, I had 5 hours a night, 4 hours a night.
He gets up at 3 a.m.
Yeah, so I would literally get up every single morning before everyone else.
And
out, train, have a coffee, sit and speak to the producers, get back in bed, wait for an hour, and then everyone would wake up.
I'm not that such a
early guy. Such a long process.
I can't.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't get tired? Do you crash throughout the day?
No, I'm not.
I'm a Duracell bunny. Duracell bunny, I was just going to say that.
I need that type of energy.
I'm a Duracell bunny this year. I'm a Duracell bunny.
Honestly, that's how I'm lazy. I'm a pure lazy cow. I want to lie in the bed. That's how I'd know. Oh, they're going to wake us up in a minute. Because Anton would get back in bed.
It's the producer said, just go in and rustle about and wake up a little bit.
Yeah. I'd think, Anton's got back in the bed. That means we're getting up in a minute. And he's got a fake waking up.
Yeah. So you've got no idea of time, what time you was waking up?
Not at all.
So what made you both go back in aside, the obvious to find love? Do you know what I mean? What What was the kind of driving force behind that?
I mean, why not? Like, I did the first one. Yeah. I never thought I'd get to do it again. And I had an absolute ball, so yeah. Why the hell not?
Yeah.
When I got asked, I was like, 100%.
I mean, there were so many contestants. They could have asked different people. Yeah. To go back.
Yeah. And what about you, Anton?
For me, it was very much like Love Island was always like a once in a lifetime opportunity.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was at the time when I was 24, it was probably the best experience of my life. Like, yeah. I absolutely loved it. And when you look back on your life, you've kind of got, you know, you've got like before and after Christ.
Yeah, yeah.
You've got before and after Love Island, right? So that's kind
true, which is so true to be fair.
Kind of how you reference your life.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
I just felt that I always look back on my Love Island experience and go, they were the days. So as soon as they asked me, I was like, I'm going to go in there. I'm going to have a ball.
Yeah.
Which I didn't, to be fair. I wish I never went back there.
No, I
had
a ball.
Yeah, but you weren't, not long.
I know. I was just there having a ball. Like,
I did change when she left. And I'm not just saying that. It changed really? A lot. I didn't feel the same.
Didn't enjoy it.
I mean, you
much.
Were like the fun vibe in the villa, like yeah. you just be, do you know what I mean? Like, just it was like a party
yeah.
where, do you know what I mean? Well, there's yeah. a lot of serious, like, you know, people try and get really serious in there. Like, I know the whole Callum and Molly thing was serious.
Molly, can you tell us about you with your strobing outfit?
Oh my god, don't.
I used to kick off like
strobing.
It was basically half hard. Actually, yeah, I heard that. I was hard. Yeah. I was listening to it in the car. No, I actually like got all my like big scouse like outfits made by my dressmaker,
which are amazing, we
thanks
will say. Yeah. We will say.
Thank you. So I'd get all these like gorgeous outfits made and they're all like sparkly and all that.
But of course the cameras don't like it.
And then I'd go to put it on and I'd like to hey, just getting ready and you go, Hannah love, you can't wear that strobe. And I'd be like, fuck you. What am I going to do? I'd just kick off in that dress.
Mum did that in Gogglebox, Transport Essex, sparkly outfits.
Do you know the amount of times I'd come downstairs and they'd go, sorry, they'd take a picture to send it off before we started. Sorry, Lisa, you've got to change. And I'd go, ah, really? They'd go, yeah, really. And I'd be thinking, I can't wear black, I can't wear. And it was in the end, it was, and then I'd sit there with the ump like that.
Yeah, she'd be pissed for the first two shows. She'd be sat there like, I can't do this.
But your art set on it, yeah. Isn't it? You feel fit.
Yeah. When you look, when you feel good. Yeah, I mean, you probably didn't have, you just whack on like jeans and tea, innit, when you're in there.
I'm quite bad. I'm an off. I was always in the girl's dressing room.
Yeah.
More dry in the hair or having girl chat.
Yeah, all the time.
Can I just ask? I mean, is the girls' dressing room really that untidy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Lib was the most like chaotic wardrobe ever. I don't even know how she found anything, and it's dead stressful because there's makeup.
I know.
Earrings, this and that, and then the cleaners come in and just put all your stuff in other people's drawers. You're like, "Where's me? Where's me?
To be fair, though, to stand up for the cleaners, you guys should have put your own shit away. And I'd always say that.
Anton said for the cleaners,
honestly, I think I'm going to get a runner's job in the villa next year because of how much cleaning I've done.
I mean, when you're up at like midnight at night, cleaning, polishing, I bet they loved you.
Everyone's coffee's ready.
Oh my God, the coffees was
oh no, you were very good at that.
It's very Curtis Pritchard coded of you, getting everyone's coffees ready for the day.
Do you know what's annoying about that? I'd done that my first year before Curtis, but they never showed it. And that was so annoying.
You're like, I could have never
moved. I was like, no.
That is so funny.
I don't know how he remembers.
God, there was
like
one point.
Order.
There was one point. It was up to 19 people in the villa, and I was just like,
"Oh God,
I got it! I did get it."
I've actually got onto iced coffee since then. You know?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, that's my new thing as well. Actually, yeah.
Not you twins.
Yeah. I love a little iced coffee. Yeah. Only since his one.
Oh,
I've got mum into it too.
He is hobby, aren't you?
If I had a daughter, you would be the perfect man.
Yeah, but that's just the problem. Everyone's mum loves me, but the daughter doesn't love me.
Yeah, but you could have some of the mums as well. As a mother, you are just like, you're kind, you're thoughtful.
For gents.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And there's not many men that are like that these days at all.
But you know, in the villa, like we were besties, you used to say to me all the time, you'd go like, why is it that all these girls are saying like you are
too nice?
Everything that
and you're too nice.
That was the frustrating thing. Like you have people go, Anton, like you are everything I want. You're this. And then it's like, well, what about me?
Yeah.
And it was just like,
I felt like when you were first on it, they didn't, like what you've just said, Hannah, they didn't put anybody in there that suited you.
Yeah.
I just didn't feel like every person that came in, I thought, she's just not a bit of him.
Yeah.
And as a viewer, you can see it. And I thought, no, but you know, and then luckily, because I know Georgia's very spiritual, isn't she?
Yeah.
And you,
yeah.
And so you, I thought you two were a great match.
Yeah, it's interesting because I think initially we both never really seen each other in that way. We became really good friends.
Yeah.
First and foremost. And then it just kind of was like, you're in that place. This is the person I've got the best connection with. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
If it's romantic or not. And just because we took that little bit longer to explore that, obviously she went off with, you know, Josh and explored her exes, which was absolutely fine.
Mm.
But you have to do that in there. Don't do otherwise. Yeah.
That's the point of the show.
Yeah, exactly.
It would just be boring if everyone went in, coupled up, and that would just be boring.
Yeah. So
it just took us a little bit longer.
I was just very, I love Georgia. I've known Georgia for like 10 years, you know what I mean? Because I used to live in Essex and we've like always been
mates. Did you?
James Padlock.
Like 6 years.
Where?
Never met.
That's where we live.
Shut up. You lived in Epping?
Yeah.
That's where we used to live.
No way.
And then we moved from Epping and we've gone out to near Stanton City Airport now.
I was in
Ongar as well, in like the middle of nowhere in a bar.
That's near us. We always go to Smith's. Shut up.
No, Ogham Pickle. Yeah, the fish.
Well, small world.
Small
world.
So like me and George have been in like the same like friendship group for years and years, but me and Anton were so close, like in the villa. Like I just felt a little bit like protective over him, and I was like a little bit worried. Like I was just saying to him, "Just be careful. Like just be careful." Like
Do you know what? As well, I think a lot of the girls felt that way. Even the boys felt that way, and they encouraged me not to go with Georgia just because she was exploring different options.
Mm. Yeah,
but I think that I've got to a stage and age where I actually realised that she's entitled to do that. She's had her own journey with men throughout her life. And there's a reason why she's been that way. And I can get my ego up as big as I want to and be like, she's chose him or she's went there. But she needs to explore that. And if she comes back to me, great.
Yeah.
I'd just put my ego up and thought, you know, like she's went there and then we would never have progressed to where we're at.
Yeah.
And the fact that I've been patient and understanding with her, I think that's allowed her.
That's you though, Nick. You're just so lovely.
Yeah, we say this.
That's you though.
I'm just so great.
But you are.
You seem so much more mature
like
on this season compared to like when I watched you first off. Do you know what I mean? Like the change, like you're probably one of the most noticeable changes between other people come back, obviously aside yourself.
When you left the first season, you went out to Dubai, didn't you?
Not initially. It took about 2 years. 2 years before I left the show.
I
left in Dubai for 2 years, and then I was in Marbella for the summer last year, but I'm back in Scotland. As it stands, I don't know where I'm going at this point.
Yeah.
Don't tell my mum that. She's not allowed to be at home.
She's like, I love the pod.
Oh, I know she
don't go.
That. But I'm just kind of, when you come at the villa, it's just adapting to everything and trying to work out where you should be.
Yeah.
I did find it really choppy this year though, because as soon as somebody seemed to get established, then they did a dumping or a recoupling. It was like,
and it was great TV. It was great TV.
Or through an ex.
Yeah.
It's not hard enough. You know, you're getting to know someone, it's going good. You're thinking, this is great. I've brought down the barriers. Oh, just throw in an ex.
Great TV.
Great TV.
Awful when you're living it.
I said to Joe, I would imagine that probably 90% of all the people that were on the show probably have all been together at some, very politely. Yeah, that's what I said, but in a bit of a more fluffy sort of way.
Yeah.
I just said, I can imagine they've all been out together. It was very weird to watch it, first of all.
But I mean, I don't think it's like that, really. I mean, a lot of us do go out together, but a lot of people didn't know.
That's what Molly said.
A lot of us didn't know each other.
Yeah, Molly said that.
I hadn't really met many of them other than Molly. I know that she told the story about when I saved her from a guy in Dubai. that was the only time I met Molly, was in Dubai that time.
Oh, I love Molly. She's so great.
You know what? When she came on, I was a bit like, oh my God, is she going to be really quiet? She was so much fun. She was so much fun.
I just think the edit with her, like when your exes come in, like course, and it's so fresh. Course, you're not going to be like life of the party. I wouldn't. I'd be like, I hate this. Like,
but she was so quiet on the telly. But then when we had her on, she was so bubbly.
She's great.
She said they did put a lot of her crying on there.
Yeah. Oh, I know, but there was a lot to cry about.
Yeah. That's just true.
I cried actually. I think 2 times. It was like when I was missing the baby.
Yeah.
And everyone was like proper like looking after me.
Yeah.
But I went crying over no fellas.
You're hard as nails. You are. You were like, what, man?
Do you know what? Like, it was like the producers were shouting at me. Like they kept pulling me out, going like, Hannah, you're gonna have to just stick it on to me. You're gonna have to flirt. I was going,
I don't want to. There's no one I like.
And I weren't like having these like Love Island chats that you see like on the episode.
They cracked me up
in the background having a howl, really.
Honestly, I was convinced me and you were going to stay together the full time.
Well, I was convinced
at one point.
I was like, me and Anton will be like the bestie couple,
the mum and dad of the group.
Literally, I'm obsessed. It was good. What I enjoyed about the group this time round, I genuinely thought before we went on, I didn't know how it was going to be. I thought that people come on, they'll have their egos, they want their time.
Yeah.
And it just, we became all really close.
Yeah.
But it was nice.
Because you're all on the same level, because you've all done it before.
Yeah.
So no one's bigger than anybody else.
Yeah.
Did you guys know who was going in? Did you have any idea, or what did anyone tell you?
I didn't have a clue, to be honest.
Georgia rang me the night before I flew out, and I actually didn't answer because I was up the wall packing or something like that. And she rang me, and I seen she was getting her hair done. I thought, oh, she's good.
Yeah.
But no, I didn't really have a clue.
So you all had separate flights. You didn't know any of you get on the same flights. Oh, my
separate
God.
Separate flights, and then we were in the lockdown.
Yeah, that's what Molly said. It was horrendous.
Yeah.
But when I got in the villa, my chaperone weren't like, no wine, not a no drink. I got in the villa, everyone was like, oh yeah, I've been like...
Molly said she got a chaperone that was like, no, so she was by the book, and everyone else was like, you've been the beach, you've been drinking.
But she said that she saw after Christmas, there was a few people online that were in the villa that were training every day, not drinking. She was going, they're going in, they're going in. Do you know what I mean?
It's funny, actually, I seen in Cal's story that he was getting in quite good shape, and I thought, no one's getting in shape in January.
You just sit there and just go, ooh, no,
literally.
I carried on drinking over Christmas, like, I'm not going to lie.
Well, you look bloody good at it, babe, anyway.
Honestly. But yeah, though, that bit with Callum when him and Molly, was it, who walked out? Was it Molly or? Molly, it was Molly walked out.
Well, he was out already, wasn't he?
Yeah, that was wild. He turned round, it was like, oh my God.
Do you know what's funny about that? Do you remember me?
We were put together, we were
put together, and I just remember thinking all day, right? Because they told us it was going to be an ITV1. So I'm like, wait, this has to be a big episode to get this show going, right? Yeah. That's the way I'm thinking in my head. And the show's going on, and Callum walks out, and I thought to myself, nothing against Cal, but I just thought, there has to be a bigger twist in this. This happens all the time.
This is ITV.
I turned to someone, I can't remember who it was, and I was just like, just not good enough, man. Just not good enough. And then Molly walks in, and I'm like, there we go. I
was like, there you we go. To the runner at the side, thank goodness.
I know, good enough.
This isn't good enough.
That is... The public put us together. I remember him, he was like thinking, who is this like scouse nut?
Do you know what it was?
See, I'm not going to get on with it. That's what he was thinking.
Do you know what it was? See, when I walked in the villa, like you were a lot, like you were there.
Why?
I just heard your voice. I seen your assets going on. I was just like, this is a lot. This is a lot to take in.
I like being a lot.
And I just did not think they would have put us together.
No.
And I actually, it is quite funny. See, I just touched your boob. Like, I just touched your arm.
I just
clip that.
I used to put my arm around her and like recouples. I'm like touching her boob somehow, and I don't know why. but no, I
he
feel
was
like
scared.
Yeah,
you were. Like,
you did look a little bit petrified.
I mean, from like George, who's like a spiritualist, meditating every morning, to then like you like strobing, like and screaming. It's obviously very different types of energy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it was. Completely. But the two of us just clicked it off.
Oh,
from, like,
we really
day one.
We did.
Yeah, we did.
So. We were just like proper
two peas in a pod. Hey,
God, if you had kids together, can you imagine what their accent would be like?
Oh my God,
I wouldn't even know.
Be a mixture,
you need a translator with them.
Subtitles.
Not subtitles. I've got here about Anton being a poet in the house. Your conversation with Mitch was amazing. Do you remember your poem?
Poet?
So, right, this is really interesting when you watch it back. So everyone was saying, like, because obviously, like, Robert Burns was, like, a famous Scottish poet.
Yeah.
I think.
Don't ask me to cross-check that.
Has he got a nice?
What?
Has he got a nice?
I don't think so.
Or anything.
No,
like a nice a day named after him.
Yeah.
Oh, Black Burns Night.
The way you said that was like he was a knight. I was like, I don't think so.
A sir or a knight? That's what I thought.
No, he does Burns Night. Burns Night. That's where you eat haggis.
Yeah.
So I was like, I thought everyone was just going on about how well I dealt with the argument, because I do remember having that argument, and I remember coming away from it and thinking, I think I dealt with that really well.
Yeah.
I thought to myself, I've done well there, because I could feel my blood boiling at one point. Especially when he started calling me, like, he's like, you're a dick, you're this, you're that. And I'm just sitting there like,
you're a dick.
Yeah, it was literally calling me all these names, and I was just like,
walk away.
Yeah.
I didn't have my glasses on.
I didn't have my glasses on,
but if I did have my glasses on, I would have pushed them up. And I was like, right, okay, just compose it. And I just said something along the lines like, you've made your girl cry twice.
You've been together seven days. You made her cry twice. It doesn't actually rhyme.
But it does when you hear it back in the clap.
Fine. And then it's look at yourself and don't look at me. Be a man, not a boy.
Oh, it was the pause. It was be a man, not a boy.
Very eloquent.
Yeah.
Did you do it in between breaths?
Yeah. There was pauses in between that. But no, do you know what? Like, I just obviously noticed what was going on and I just really didn't like it. I didn't like what he was doing. And I just said it. And I believe that the calmest man in an argument always wins.
Yeah,
this guy was getting
agreed.
More and more worked up. And I was just like, well, I'm just stating the truth. You're getting angry about it because I think you know you're in the wrong. And it just looked awful after that.
It's like he was paid to go in there and wind people up. Like, genuinely, that's like, it's like he's an industry palm that just got thrown in.
So soon, because he didn't do very well in the series, summer series.
He's obviously not in there for love, is he?
No.
Let's be real.
To be honest, I love Mitch. I got on with Mitch, but he's just, he kind of like,
rubs everybody up the wrong way.
He plays up to that whole, like, that's bad character. Yeah.
And that is fine, right? Yeah. We've all got our characters and we play up to them, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
I'm really not this nice, obviously. To be honest, guys. But basically, I just feel like when he does it, he doesn't realise the people he's hurting in the process.
Yeah.
And that's the problem.
Mm.
And I've been talking quite a lot about this since I've came out about how the fuckboy back in the day, Geordie Shore days, etc., used to be really cool. I mean, I was that younger guy that used to look up to Gaz and think, this guy, man, he's so cool.
And
it used to be quite a popular thing. So what I really enjoyed about Love Island this year in particular, I feel like what I done with that situation with Mitch was really respected. And I think that younger men should look up to, I'm not saying look up to me, but look up to situations like that.
Fire off and go mad.
And rather looking at people like Mitch, for example, that's treating a girl that way and thinking that's cool.
Yeah.
And that's the difference, I think, with reality TV and the direction it's going, which is very positive.
It actually is, because as much as Geordie Shore was such a big thing back in the day, no one wants to really see that anymore. Like, I've even noticed that. Do you know what I mean? As fun as it was and that type of stereotype,
it's
also, it's quite nice you said that, because Love Island is so stereotypical. It literally is the most stereotypical show you could ever find ever. Like, it literally is. But it's nice that you brought that to it, as opposed to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you didn't kick off.
Yeah.
That's why I think you're so lovely.
Oh my God. Mum, why don't you just walk over on that side and do what you need to do?
No, we're not seen together.
I've got here, because there was a lot of backlash about Georgia Steele's situation, wasn't there?
Yeah.
And obviously you guys were in, like, crazy. We saw it from the outside perspective. And do you think she was painted in a bad light? Like, how did it come across in there? Because the edit, like, wasn't kind.
I mean, how she was treated, like, when I've come out and seen it, was, like, shocking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, no one deserves that.
No.
And at the end of the day, like Anton said, it is a TV show, so...
Mm.
If people aren't doing things like that,
it's boring.
It's going to be boring.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I absolutely, from day one, I never thought me and Georgia would have got on, but she was like my baby little sister in there. However, you know, when obviously in there, we didn't know that she was saying this to him and this to him.
You don't see it, do you?
Watching it back, like, oh God.
Have you guys watched it back?
No.
I've watched quite a bit of it,
I've not watched any of it.
She just changed her mind every single time.
And like, as a mate in there, I would have given a little, like, telling off on me. You can't be doing that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
One thing I will say for Georgia, right, is I genuinely do not think she's a bad person. She's actually a sweetheart in her own way.
It was hard to navigate, I think, in there with everything going on. I mean, also, like, I was impartial because I know Callum and Molly outside of it. So I was like, oh, don't do this to them. I was watching it. I was like, no. But it's hard. It's a TV show.
She's just cute.
I just think, with all due respect to her, she just lives in Georgia land. And she doesn't mean it. She just sees things in her head in a different way.
And
I know for a fact she would never go out of her way to do something malicious to someone.
That's a fact.
I know she wouldn't.
Mm. Yeah.
But it's just not came across great. But
again, Telly.
Exactly.
And I fucking loved it this season, like, genuinely, like, reignited my love for Love Island, because it got to a point where I was a bit like, okay, you know what's happening every year on year out, and then I really, really enjoyed it.
It's
so
gone pure PG now, though, hasn't it, like, compared to when I was on it.
Your season in season two, that was
when you used to be able to smoke and
can't even have no ciggy in there.
They take you away to have a fag.
One at a time.
Oh, so you can't even chat when you're having one?
Absolutely not. Nah. Try and cross over for like a few minutes, just because it's a nice break as well, you know, just for like the little few minutes on, you know, smoothing the seat.
Does it get boring just lying around all day?
It's probably...
Oh, that drive me mad, I think.
I think people have got this perception that you're living the dream, like it's so much fun.
Yeah, I get so bored.
Even like the party nights are like the worst nights.
Oh my God.
Is that when you have to dance with no music?
Yeah, or like even when an artist comes in, right?
Yeah.
Like, oh, hold on. Let's talk about artists. Right, David, come on. Anton, really, come on.
Right, okay, what do you want to know?
I thought you were going to burst into tears.
Do you know what? Like, the first time around when I first went on the show, right, I'll always remember it. Like, the year before, I was at the T5 Pro Party in Ibiza. And I'm just down and Craig David's performing on stage. And I'm like, Craig.
He's amazing. He's like, amazing, though, like, isn't
he's phenomenal.
Yeah.
He's so good. And the way he's brought his career back with the TS5 Pro, that's his top point for Craig David. You can tell the passion.
We love you, Craig.
We love you, Craig.
We love it.
But, I really loved him. And I think the fact the first time around when he came into the villa, I'd been in the villa at that point for about 6 weeks. It'd been a very long time. And we came out and he says, listen, you might or you might not know the DJ, but whatever you do not go near the DJ, do not talk to the DJ, do not do this.
Oh, really?
And I just, for some reason in my head at that time, I was thinking it would be like Joel Corey or something
like
that. And walks out and it's like, it was Craig David. And I obviously burst out crying with like emotion.
No, do you remember that?
So ever since that season of Love Island, anytime the guest performers came in, everyone's saying it'll never compare to when Anton's reaction to Craig David. So then this year, when he came in, I was just like, wait, what? It's just like, this is my destiny, man. So it was really nice. And he spent, were you in for that?
No, no.
Didn't he come in with Wes? He did a duet.
He did come in with Wes. Yeah, he came in with Wes and, Abracadabra, great tune.
This is just turning into a prank
name. I love him as well. We should have got him on today. Can you imagine that?
Oh my God. Yeah, as a surprise guest. I think that would have been a bit rough.
I'd cry if he come on here.
Hannah, I've got one here that says, Hannah's clip leaving her date with Josh, have you had your ass done?
Oh my God.
Who says that, first of all? Why would he say that?
Okay, but Josh is like the absolute, like, because he was me day one from back in the day. Josh just is Josh, isn't he? But I couldn't believe, like, when I come out and this clip had gone, like, everywhere.
But you know, I didn't see that, bitch.
She's like, have you had your ass done? And I was like,
But that's what's good about you, though, Hannah. Like, you're just so honest.
Course.
Like, I think a lot of girls would be like, no, like,
what? Oh, but if I'm gone now, is it? I know,
never done a day in the gym in her life and got a bum like that.
Why would you, though? Know, if you could just pay for it.
No.
She sounded very positive.
Exactly. No. If you go to the gym, just like, get on the bed and get it
like, okay? Don't we talk about that last week on the pod, actually, and talk about BBLs, and I was like, I'd 100% have one.
No, you're not having all that done. Stop it.
It's not my bag sponsored BBL, that's what I'm getting.
Guys, we'll just get you all in my fitness app plug.
All that.
I just can't be arsed, like, slaving away doing the gym. It's just...
Joe, it takes it out of you. I find that if I do a morning thing by 3 o'clock, I just want to go to bed.
Yeah.
That's me every day, anyway.
I'm waiting for some advice.
Each to their own. To the PT since the villa, not once, but when I go to the PT, me PT Molly, I say to her, like, look, babe, I just don't want to do anything where I'm going to sweat. And she's like, what? And I'm like, well, I can't be asked because I will have just had my hair blown and then it's going to stink for days. So I like to drag the blowy outfit. So I said, I don't want to sweat. So she's like, what do you mean? So I just do like sit-ups, little like Barbie weights. Like,
She
tries to get me on that big like skier thing. I go, no, that'll be sweating.
Feel more movement.
Like a bit of like toning.
Han, you're not really helping the Love Island stereotype right now.
No.
You're Love Island. You bleed Love Island. Love Island till you die.
Do you reckon?
I've got some quick fire Love Island questions here.
Ooh. Oh, I hate quick fire.
Oh.
Fire.
They're quite scary as well.
What's quick fire? Like,
wait, give me 10 quick. That's it. Right. Don't think.
Also, my producer wrote these, right? So you take them with a pinch of salt. Who could you not stand in the villa?
Oh, do you know what? I'm not just being, there wasn't actually anyone I couldn't stand.
You can just say,
No, to be fair, like, I, I was the same. I didn't really, no one bothers me. I've started, do you know what? It's going to sound really boring, but as I've got older, I've just started to realise that I don't dislike anyone. They're just not your person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just, and I'm probably just, not their person as well.
I just think we all got on. Really.
There was actually no real huge, massive, awful arguments this series. No. So like, I can imagine. Yeah,
really, but there you go.
Who was the biggest game player?
Mitch.
Yeah, it's got to be Mitch. He knows what he's doing and he doesn't even care he'd say that.
I think he'd openly say it himself, wouldn't he, to be fair.
To be fair, he was talking about the Boohoo Man deal before we even came out. I was
on the plane there.
I was going to say that out loud.
That's wild. He'd say it himself.
He would snort, absolutely.
That is so funny. Who was the biggest diva?
Oh, Dee.
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
I actually had, right, there was probably three occasions where I had massive meltdowns in the villa where, like, I had screaming, like, the producers took me off. Obviously, they didn't put it on. But there was times when I was like, you know what, he's going to fuck off. I was like, get me out of here. And just, like, take me away and calm me down. Because people just piss me off. Yeah. And it was the rules, and I was just like,
it was so different from when you've done it.
You've got your own place, and it's like a lot of them haven't. And it's
as you say, it's been so long in TV since the first series that, like, there's so many rules, there's so much things you've got to follow that,
We were just kind of on my one, like, thrown in and left to get off.
Do they tell you before you go in what to expect? Do they actually, or is it, do you have to wait till you get there before they actually say that it's X, Y, and Z?
Not,
or do they give you a plan of what you're going to be allowed to do?
Yeah, they do give you the rules, don't they? Like, they come and talk to you. Like, all these forms and that, but I don't think...
all these forms.
She definitely did.
And I was like, standing in the bed, and what he says. But then when I got in there, I'm like, you don't realise how much it's going to kind of, like, affect you.
Yeah, how many rules there actually are. Every single day.
Yeah.
I think the biggest diva.
It does.
Do you reckon I was the biggest diva?
Yeah, just...
I think that's not a bad award to have for Love Island All Stars.
That's quite a good accolade to have, you know.
Yeah, there was just a lot of times you kicked off about a lot of little things, but I mean,
like Siggy, Strober, shit like that.
Typical night out, to be fair.
Red, I wanted, like, more chips because there was all healthy food all the time.
You wanted chips.
I just wanted, like, nugget and chips and, like, a beer. But it was, like, salad and feta cheese and that fish that stinks. And all the bones.
Full of bones.
Well, that mackerel.
No, it's just normal fish. Oh, just cod, but it just was bony.
Right.
I was never going to try and pull the bones out of my cheese like that.
All you want is nuggets.
Yeah.
I feel you.
Send a girl to McDonald's, give her a wine, and she's happy.
Do they ever still let you have a takeaway?
Yeah,
once a week. But he was so good. Sometimes he just wouldn't even have.
No, I never had it the first few weeks, and then towards the end, I just got so fed up.
I got in there. Fit though. Huh? The Thai we got was fit.
I never had it, man.
I know. We'd order like about 10 things each one.
I know.
Wasn't there like a bug or like people got food poison or whatever it was in there? Because Molly was saying.
People got shit. Set
Molly said Arabella shit herself, I think.
And there's one.
I don't know.
Someone shit themselves, apparently. Oh, wow.
No, but I do know that there definitely was like a South Africa belly kind of going.
Yeah.
I mean, that toilet upstairs with the boys was disgusting.
Two toilets.
Like,
isn't
how do you shit upwards? Like, I don't know how that works. That one. A toilet upstairs.
You'd have to go in the middle of the night for the way to that one because it was just close and it was just vile.
I had to go in with a case full of bleach. I was
a case full of bleach. I got who was the messiest?
Lib was messy. I was quite messy as well.
Liberty?
Lib, just the clothes was, the wardrobe was really stressing me out. It was like...
Do you share your clothes? Like men and women, do you actually just, they have a wardrobe, you just go and pick what you want?
Yeah, there's the eBay cupboard. There wasn't much in there.
I couldn't wear any of it.
I'm not surprised, darling, to be honest with you.
I couldn't wear any of it.
You're like, I can only wear my custom fits.
Yeah, I can only wear these things.
You need the stretchy strobing dress.
Yeah.
And they didn't have many.
Oh, I can't. Who took the longest to get ready?
Molly.
I was always first ready.
Molly was always last.
What, Molly? Was she?
Molly and Georgia were Molly, yeah, but always last.
Right,
I was always first board waiting to get up for the
wine. And the girls used to get like 3-4 hours to get ready as well. The boys would go for a sleep and things.
Yeah. That long?
I don't get it.
No, if you are, it's like about an hour.
Yeah, see?
That's full hair wash, makeup, the lot I'm at the door, I want to get out.
I know, I'm like bored looking.
Surely by the time you get ready, you're like, I don't want to go out.
Do you not think it's strange though, just in a completely different subject? Right, that we go out into the garden during like, the day
and ready all
day. Right, then we go back in to get ready to go back into the garden again
for this
night
time
out.
But I said before, I just don't know how you girls put all your makeup on. I mean, makeup,
it's hell, honestly.
And then everyone's sitting there like that, you can see everyone sucking it in, like getting and I thought I couldn't be doing all that.
Honestly, yeah, getting ready every day is hard work because there's days you just want to be a scrub, like, I'll be
top knot, and then just
no, you've got to be like, oh, doing the full face makeup again. And that was the funny thing. So they'd call you the beach house every day, and wasn't the conversations were like so kind of like draining, because it'd be like, hi Hannah, so what are you doing today? And I'd be like, don't know, sitting in the garden. What's your plans for the day? I'm like, sitting in the garden, having a ciggy, having a few coffees off Anton, listening to everyone chat shit about like
everyone else.
And that's it. And they just always say, but what's your plan? What's your plan?
What's your plan?
Oh, they want to know like who's on your hit list, and you're like, no one.
I'm like, I don't have a plan. I'm just in the garden all day. That's my plan.
Oh, I'd be so bored. I really would.
That is so funny.
But you know what? What an experience. Like, when you look back at it, you're like, wow, it was mad, wasn't it?
That is so funny. Yeah. Did anyone do bits, or was anyone loud in the... I've got loudest in the bedroom.
It was just
but,
like kissing all the time, wasn't it?
Loud kissing.
Actually, that's...
I've seen a few covers like...
So do we.
Did you?
On the telly, it was a bit like, all right.
Definitely wasn't ours.
No, it was not, you weren't even in the bed.
I know, I wasn't in the bed a lot of the time. But that's actually quite interesting that you say that. Just I want to touch on this topic because I don't even know if it's been out there or not. So you know what I mean? Georgia had the argument about that kiss that night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was a big argument.
Slop.
Yeah. Do you know where that came from? Because whenever we were in the bed at night time, because we weren't right romantically coupled up at first, we could hear everyone kissing so loud. So it was like a private joke between
us.
And then we went out there and we were just, we were kissing, then we were joking about it. And then somehow we ended up arguing. I can't remember how. But the way it's been edited, we weren't even arguing about that.
Yeah,
it was like, it looks so bad as if we were arguing over like being a loud kisser.
Yeah, you had earplugs in there.
Yeah.
When the cricket was there, they brought
the cricket.
I wouldn't be asleep if I didn't have earplugs. That'd drive me insane.
They brought them that day. Like, honestly, I slept on the terrace outside. It was sitting on a speaker, this cricket, and they couldn't get it because it was like behind all the stuff.
Yeah.
And it was just like, I'm not. How'd you do the
noise?
But it was like
bloody loud.
But it just doesn't stop. It doesn't
stop. No, it does. Why does it do that then?
Not that. How do you do a noise of a cricket? It's like, so funny.
It was like, you just go like constantly. And then they kicked us all out the bedroom the next day, and they got them people in to pour
fumigate
to get rid of it because we couldn't sleep.
I've got some saucy questions here leading on from that, because Hannah, you were in Playboy, weren't you?
I didn't know this.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Neither did I until I just saw this.
What?
You kept that from me, darling.
Didn't you know this?
I didn't know. I didn't say nothing.
She's like,
a mansion. So I didn't live in the mansion, but I was always in the mansion. I'd go over for like the summer and be with Hef and the girls. Yeah.
No way.
So when I was like 18. It's like a lifetime ago, babe.
That's crazy. That's mad. What was he like?
Honest to God, right? Like, people have this, like, thing of Playboys, don't they? Like, well, Hef was, like, when I met Hef, he must have been, like, 86. But, he was honestly so lovely. Like, everyone in the mansion was, like, a little family. And by the time I went, like, they still had these wild parties and stuff. But, like, Hef was so old, like, he weren't like banging.
But
he was just there cute, and like, it was just like a cute little
good experience.
Amazing experience.
I've got here, would you ever do Playboy, being Playboy?
Well, no. I mean, if I'd had a nice body when I was younger, yeah. Okay. But I ruined it at 19 when I had my son.
I think we've got some stuff to talk about in your diary entry anyway, but we'll get on to that. And it says, who is the biggest celebrity you've met at the mansion? Did you meet anyone when you were there?
I met Ja Rule. I met Mini-Me. I met what's his name, Brodie Jenner. There was all like mad people there, to be fair, but yeah,
very LA vibe.
Kef is the biggest
celeb
that I met at the mansion. Like,
it's wild.
He's got a dressing gown like that at home, something.
Dad has.
Yeah.
Like a
satin thing. I don't know where we got it from.
I don't even want to know any more than that. Do you have any tips on how to source it up in the bedroom? I'm not looking at you, I'm looking at her.
Why are you not looking at me? I'll take these glasses off.
And hands on. Have you both got any tips? Apart from really loud kissing.
Well, do you know what? Actually, when I did Save a Grace, she asked me this question and I just said, for the girl, I think it's all about the prep. Like, if you know you're going to get a bit, you need to, like, put the effort in.
It's like it starts with a touch at the dinner table, doesn't it?
No, I mean, like, the nice undies. Oh, no, like, right, okay. Getting ready for
I think it starts before that.
On Chloe's podcast, that's what you have to do.
No, Mum said, wear more clothes, so there's more to take off. So she sits in bed with a gilet on at home, looking at Dad, and I'm like...
No, I don't.
So there's more to take off.
Yeah, I just think sometimes less is more. Do you know what I mean?
No, like, you mean more is less.
I mean, like, you rather than have it all on show, the more clothes you wear, and then,
so
you think you can't have it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. So you get into bed, you're thinking in your head, I ain't getting it.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden,
Don't have with us, because he sleeps in the other room, so it's fine. It's never going to happen.
I have the funniest question for Anton. It says, Anton, you're really into your fitness. Do you ever use any fitness moves in the bedroom? Like, you have a bench pressing them, or like...
Yeah.
Can't say I have. I'm a missionary type of guy, I'm not going to lie. I'm very much a vanilla type of guy.
Mum went, oh, my face. That is absolutely... You are just...
I'm not that old, you know.
I know you're not. I just don't like talking about it with my mum. So we do this thing called Dirty Diary, right? Where we get our guests to read out diary entries. This is mine. I'm going to read out Mum's because her writing is so bad.
No, it's not.
So this is mine for this week. So I'll just pass over. Everyone to read. My writing's also like a doctor's handwriting.
Doctor's handwriting you've got?
I know, it's not legible. Anton's thinking, what is that?
He's like,
right, so do I read the whole thing? Yeah,
you can read like point by point.
One, George and I did life drawing class.
Yes, yeah, so me and my brother did a like actually painted a guy with his cock out in front of us.
No.
And I've hung the painting on my living room wall.
And he had a full bush.
Yeah, and he had a piercing. He had like a little piercing. Not the Prince Albert, the one underneath that.
Oh, what do you mean?
Like a piercing on his balls.
Oh, why
on
would you balls? Do that?
Yeah, and then he sang opera while we painted him as well.
What? Have you still got the pin?
Yeah.
That
put it
so
on the wall.
Right. I actually really want to see this.
I'm just curious. Did he have a big willy or not?
Do you know? Did he have a big willy?
No.
I mean, politely.
No.
Politely, no.
Shut up.
But I feel like my paintings are always like that.
What, like small
willies? Yeah, like if you go back to the Geek God
days. They have small willies. Oh.
He looked like a name.
I was going to say, it looks like Santa Claus.
I quite like this.
I can paint one for you if you'd like as a present.
What?
I actually really enjoyed the experience, you know.
Was it awkward a bit at first, or was he just...
Yeah, I mean, at first I had to get over the fact that, like, there was a man with his willy out. Yeah. But then he was arms
crossed.
Well,
you're used to that.
I mean, not of that age bracket, Lisa. And then when he started singing, it really broke the ice.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I would have just been crying.
I would. Were you having a little wine or not?
No, I was just painting. It was for a YouTube video, so I was like, I can't even do this pissed. I would do it again pissed, though.
Yeah, that'd be funny, wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, we'll get one booked in, all of us.
Sounds like a great bonding session.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
That could be a good first date.
Yeah, like,
No.
I don't know.
Okay, babe, we'll stick to sheesh tonight, I think. Yeah, we'll stick to sheesh. Do you want the second one? What?
Go on. Our dog is the equivalent of Prince Philip.
Yeah, our dog's like next to death.
No, she's not.
Nah, she's like, Mum, she's She's bad. She's bad. Basically, she's 10 years old and she keeps like farting as if like she's rotting now.
Oh no.
And look at her. And no, it's just, we've had to buy her a buggy.
Really?
And we reel around the buggy.
She's just so old now. And it's like, I just keep taking random pictures and Terry keeps on saying, why are you taking photos? And I know he knows what I'm thinking because I know she's not going to be here for very much
longer. She has said this for the past 5 years though, so.
She's had so many, I've never met a dog that's had so many things wrong with her. Honestly, we live our lives in the vets more than we do at home, to be honest.
I'm just looking at this last one.
What?
I can't even look at you and say this. I need to look away.
I know exactly what you've written. I was sent this.
A what?
I was sent that.
Smell it.
Oh,
there's a clit smell. So
what a job.
Mum bought a clit.
No, I didn't buy it. I didn't buy it. I was sent it. But do you know what? The boys come around, Kane and Joe come around, I went, I've been trying to charge it, but he won't charge. So there it was downstairs. Kane's helping to
My mum charge it.
And then once he started working, he put his little finger in. He went, "Jesus Christ, this is going to blow off of you." I just want to make sure it works.
But what does it look like?
I've never seen anything like it in my life.
It looks like a pencil sharpener. Really?
Yeah. And it's got this little like hole in it, but it's really powerful. So when Terry goes on the pub Friday night, what day are we today?
Well, I don't want to. I don't want
to. 48 hours to wait.
Mum's.
Do you know one thing that's made me? I feel like I need to text my mum and apologise for being so hard on her over the last few years. I was like, Mum, you're not normal.
No.
I mean, do you know what? Like, everyone thinks I'm really old, but I'm not that old. I mean, I still have.
Yeah, you need to enjoy yourself. Yeah.
Exactly. I mean,
come on.
You need
to enjoy yourself.
You got sent the clits. Okay,
I know. And it had Prosecco lube and it had sachets to get me going.
Prosecco lube? Oh, wow.
I mean, come on.
I need the link.
Mum.
They're on Instagram. They're great.
Mum wrote down for me her diary entry, right? Which is so funny because it's on your shopping list paper.
No, because I knew he was going to have to do it.
And her handwriting's hard, so I'm going to read this out. Right, so the first one says, came home from the pub on Friday, had two glasses of wine.
That's all I had.
And felt a bit fruity. I'm assuming you mean...
Yeah, I just thought, do you know what? It's been a while. Let's go. Let's get into it.
Suggested to Dad, we go upstairs.
Love it.
Empty house. You kids have moved out. Lovely.
Right.
Friday night.
Ball.
Below this, Dad looked horrified.
He went like this.
Then wait for this. Proclaimed he had a bad tummy. Yeah. Proceeded to walk out the front door. Went to the pub for 3 hours. 4 pints later and brought home a curry.
So I was fucking fuming. He went to the door, don't you ever come near me again. Because, I mean, it's not nice to be turned down.
It's rejection, isn't it?
Well, it is.
You got the clit sucker out.
Well, no, it wasn't working. Then I only charged it this week. So if he does it again, that's going to be it.
Now the clit sucker makes a lot of sense.
I mean,
we should have made day ones first and this would have made so much more sense.
I was fuming. Absolutely fuming.
Fuming, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I was fuming.
I will be there.
I've just realised we're actually talking about his mum and dad right now.
Yeah.
I mean, you're just having an opinion.
We are a very open family.
Joe, you're very quiet. Just like, what's going on?
Yeah, because I feel sick.
I get that, man.
And then the funniest thing about the second one is basically mum going into one because having the conservatory redone. And mum's beefing the painter and the builders, right?
It's gone on for like an age.
Basically, my dad's this type of guy where he'll like chat a load of like, you know, like I'm going to tell him like he's being shit.
I'm having it.
And then the guy will turn up and he'll go, so Lisa said that he should really. Like, drops mum in it. So bad. Like, you literally hear him in the other room going, so I don't think Lisa's happy with this actually.
Yeah, my dad's the exact
it's
same.
So funny.
And that's
your week, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, basically, should I just go on to that very quickly? Yeah.
How long have we got?
Yeah, I mean, no, very quickly, we've had all this work done and the decorator spent more time in his car than he did in my house.
Yeah.
And then he said, I'm not coming back now. I'll come back once the roof's put on and then I'll just touch over the bits that the roof, you know, damages, whatever. Then he turns up on Monday morning. Well, I'm literally, I could feel
and
it
coming.
And do
you know, she's got a clit sucker fully charged, ready to go.
I said to Terry, he ain't coming in my house because I said, I've got video footage. So Terry went downstairs and didn't say, look, mate, you know, maybe let me speak to the assessors, whatever, the insurance people, because it's all bit, and then I'll give you a ring if you want to go home. He went outside and I'm in my pyjamas at my bedroom window and he went, Lisa said you ain't coming in the house. And I went, I can't even tell you. The worst thing I could have bought
is a ring doorbell because she's literally watching it through her phone unfold.
And I bet he came upstairs and he was like, I told her.
I told her.
the window open. So I heard what he said. I thought, oh, shit. Oh. Do you know what I mean? So now, if I ever see this bloke, he's going to be coming for me. I'm like, oh, God. So yeah, I was fuming, absolutely fuming.
I feel like that would be our relationship.
Yeah.
That would be us. I'd be like, babe, I told her. But yeah, I was like,
Hannah, because he ain't coming in mind. I'm like, nee. The typical Essex girl. So then he just said, why are you coming? But he knew what he'd done. So I went to him, I cannot believe what you said. It was funny.
You're a nightmare, you are. You're a nightmare.
Bloke. I'm sorry about the bloke, but you know, it just is what it is.
Before we wrap up, what have you guys got coming next? Is there anything in the pipeline or are you just chilling over summer? What's the vibes?
Oh, I don't think we're chilling, are we? I'm sort of the minute. It's just crazy. You know what? I'd like to do some more telly, I think.
Yeah.
But I think when it comes to like looking for love, I'm going to.
Do you know what? Don't look for it. Because that's when it happens.
Yeah.
Honestly, that is genuinely when it happens.
That's it. So I'm not arsed with that. I'm just going to have a ball. Yeah. Hopefully do a little bit more on the TV.
So where are you? We'd love that. In Liverpool?
Yeah. I'm back in Liverpool now. So I was in Essex, and I bought. I'm back in Liverpool, I've got all my family there and I've got like the support with the baby because then I can like...
Yeah, you can go off and do your thing, yeah.
To love and
you know
like
that he's going
to
be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, I'm doing everything for him and yeah, I mean, this summer and I don't know, it's just...
So whereabouts are you, whereabouts are you in Scotland?
Between Glasgow and Edinburgh. So bang in the middle.
So how far's that on the train?
Mum, what's next for you, Anton?
Yeah, so this is going to make your mum love me a little bit. Oh. I'm sorry.
I know what he's going to say.
Yeah, so I'm actually launching a kids' fitness and wellness app. So I've created a full cartoon family.
See what I mean about him?
Can I just bottle you up and just sell you to everyone?
So
isn't he?
Yeah, I've created a full cartoon family of characters and each member of the family teaches a kid a different philosophy.
That's so lovely. That's
so
great.
It's to educate and empower the kids to be the best they can be in every single way. And we're putting the app out for free to help as many people. I want to use my platform in the right way.
Yeah, yeah.
You doing like nutrition and all that with it.
So, nutrition, exercise. But on top of that, we've got dealing with their emotions as well. Because a big thing for children is they don't know how to deal with their emotions in this day and age. Gratitude. So it's a full wellness program for children. So hopefully we can make a difference with it. And it's something I've been working.
You are a mother's dream, aren't you?
Let's get him nominated.
I know.
He's just lovely, isn't he?
No.
My head's not going to fit with this.
My mum was the perfect guest to bring on today.
What did I say to you months and months ago? I went, you better get him on that pod.
I know.
I'm not doing it.
This was actually my Mother's Day present. So thank you for turning up.
I said, you get him on the pod now. And then Joe went, you do know if he comes and Hannah's coming. I went, oh my God, double whack me. Get her on.
No, because I wanted to surprise mum, but I fucked up yesterday. I was like, so Anton, mum's like, oh. And I was like, oh yeah, and Hannah's coming. And she was like, Hannah?
What?
And I was like, fuck, I fucked it.
Oh, when you said, I said, you didn't say Hannah was coming on. So I said, what are we? He went, something bright and colourful.
Oh, no, just but like I had this cash. So I rang Anton last night and I was like, so my manager said that it's like cash. And he went, I don't do cash. Yeah. And I was like,
smart.
But I either do dead scouse spam or cash.
Yeah.
There is no in between.
Yeah, but I'm a bit like that. I can be in tracksuit bottoms and jeans all day long and then like, going out and I'm full glam. People just don't recognise me. They're like, oh my God, it's you.
Yeah.
Like, wait till tomorrow, like they'll be going, what?
Like an Essex drag queen. We love it.
I love it.
Well, look, thank you guys so much coming on. I really appreciate it because I know you guys are each end of the country. So I do really appreciate you coming down. And coming on.
No, we had so much fun.
And we'll have a great time tomorrow night.
We're all going out tomorrow night. So that'll be a messy one.
I'll apologise now if I say anything out of order.
Don't worry, Joe. I'll bring extra security.
She's going to be hanging round your neck the whole night.
Honestly, I'm not that bad.
I was looking forward to it.
Okay, forget that
one. On that note, thank you guys at home for watching. If you watch on YouTube, make sure to like, comment, and subscribe, mum.
And you said YouTube. Yeah, you said the YouTube.
Spotify.
But you can listen on Apple Podcasts and rate us billion stars on Spotify.
It's five, but thank you guys so much. See you soon.
Bye.